Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. Glad to have you listening in to our Tuesday night training call. Before we get to our special guests, our newest crowns, our power couple, Ikaika and Nale Lacio, want to make some important announcements, and then we'll get going. Exciting things happening here at Purium, and certainly last week was filled with excitement. We were wall-to-wall people, more than 150 people on our manufacturing tour. And boy, does that make it makes for some great momentum going into our convention. So the Southern California area is really starting to show up in a big way. And it was exciting to see lots of new faces, lots of old faces, lots of guests, lots of members. And once again, our operations team put on a great show. We went through the blending department, production, labeling, shipping, warehouse, laboratory. David Sandoval gave some amazing, amazing presentations. So it was a really, really fun tour, and we're going to continue to do those. That's a big part of our heritage. It's a big part of who we are and what we do and why we do things. And so it's really, a big opportunity for us. It's one of the differences that we have as a business is to be the manufacturers, and this is your opportunity to partner directly with a manufacturer and to learn. We're very, very transparent as to who we are, what we do, and you can meet the people. You can see the certifications on the wall. And not only that, but our next tour is going to be on Sunday afternoon, August 10th, which is the last day of our national convention. Now, this tour is not going to be open to guests. It's only going to be open to convention attendees. So we will have more open tours after convention in September and October, November and December as we make our big run through the fall. But the next opportunity will be at convention. So for those of you who are making plane tickets and figuring out how you're going to be doing your travel plans, I recommend that you come in on Friday and leave either late Sunday or Monday so you have an opportunity to see the facility if you haven't already. And speaking of convention, we've got some really, really big things planned for convention. I wish I could share them all with you. But we did just sign on and receive a commitment from another world-renowned speaker. So we've got, the leading expert on GMO foods in Jeffrey Smith, and now we've got one of the top speakers on communication and purchasing habits. So if you want to learn how to communicate with prospects and the different personality types that people bring to the table and how to help them to make the best decision, and to make sure that every interaction that you have with prospects is effective. I mean, this presentation alone, it's probably going to be a 60 to 90 minute presentation, is going to pay for your event times 10. It's really going to be an exciting presentation. I've learned a lot from her already, but I'm not going to share who it is or what company she's with, but it's going to be a big deal, and it's going to be exciting. And so, in addition to David Sandoval, in addition to Amy Venner, in addition to our crowns, you're going to get experience not only from the world of Purium, but from the world at large on product and on business. And we also have committed to having a social media expert there. So this is going to be an action-packed, value-packed event, and there's no question that the fastest-growing teams are going to be there coming into the event, and the fastest-growing teams that are there are going to be coming out of that event. And there are going to be some new product announcements. So David Sandoval's put on his lab coat, gone into the R&D lab, and we got some pretty exciting things that we're going to be rolling out on the product side as well. So lots of great tools, lots of great training, lots of great information inside Purium, outside Purium. I mean, this is a big, big deal. It's a big event. And if you're listening in and you've been with the company for less than 30 days, you have the opportunity to enroll at our best price, $179, for the convention. So don't let those 30 days pass without getting into convention. And if you're on the line and you're enrolling new members, make sure that shortly after they enroll in Purium that you let them know how important it is for them to be at the event, because it will be a big deal. It'll make a big difference in their business, which will make a big difference in your business. And that's one of the things that's great about this company and about this business model. It's a highly leveraged business model, meaning that not only are you getting benefit from your own attendance, from your own investment, but as you start to build a team and they show up, those are convention tickets you didn't pay for. Those are plane flights you didn't pay for. Those are hotel rooms you didn't pay for, but that's helping drive the business that you have, which means long term it's going to mean more money for you. But you got to say yes before they say yes. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. What you decide to do is all that you can do and train. So people are not going to take you seriously if you're asking them to go to convention if you're not yet committed to go to convention. And by the way, hotel rooms are really getting scarce. So the Westin sold out, the Hyatt sold out. We just got a whole big block of rooms at the Courtyard by Marriott. But this may be the very last block of rooms we might be able to find in downtown Long Beach. Luckily, it's right next door to the Westin. It's a nice hotel, great price. So, you know, you're in luck if you haven't found your convention hotel rooms yet to get the Courtyard by Marriott. But I'm telling you that 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, you may not be able to get a downtown Long Beach hotel. So we're doing the best we can to scoop up as many hotel rooms as we can, negotiate the best prices. This is your best chance to be there, be right next to the site, and to be part of the convention. So lots of great stuff going on, as I said. You know, one of the things that that we've really done on a consistent basis that's helped drive the business is to do these conference calls and to bring in great voices and new people, and as well as experienced voices. You know, our Wednesday calls, before we get to the rest of tonight's call, our Wednesday call, as always, is led by our owners, David Sandoval, Amy Venner. And our call tomorrow night is going to be about the Apothecary. So the Apothecary is a tried-and-true product, a big part of our transformation, but it does so much more. And, you know, there are lots of companies that have built $100, $200, $500 million businesses on antioxidant juices that are far inferior to our Apothecary. Or said another way, that one product alone, we could probably build a $500 million or $1 billion business just on the Apothecary if you understood all the benefits that it offers. And tomorrow night, you have a chance to learn directly from David Sandoval as to what the benefits are of Apothecary. So I recommend that you listen in. And I also recommend that you listen in right now, because we've got our newest crowns coming from Honolulu, Hawaii. As I said, power couple, Ikaika and Malay Lacio, and they're going to talk a little bit about building with balance. Each of them brings something to the table, and how they build and how they work together and how they complement each other is really a great lesson for all of us, because this is a team business. Whether you are a couple or whether you're just building independently, but you need to surround yourself with people that have complementary attributes and complementary styles and complementary personality types. And so Ikaika and Malay, it's no you know, no surprise as to why you're such a successful family at home, and also such successful leaders at Purion. So really glad and honored to have you on. Congratulations on hitting crown. And I'm going to turn the call over to you so you can share a little bit about how you work together and why it works so well for you and it'll work well for others.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. All of you on the call, just say I just want to say welcome, welcome. And we thank you, David. We thank all of you for this opportunity to share. For us, David, it wasn't simple. If you look at a lot of the teams coming up, sometimes they blow the doors out the gates and they really hammer it home. Nalea and I, what we did was, we're a story of perseverance. When we got in, we had great transformations. We had great transformations, and what had happened was we started handing out the gift cards, but we always had the passion, but sometimes we didn't have the guidance when it came to the two of us building together. We had an amazing up team support, but what happens when it comes to couples is sometimes you don't know how to balance each other out. What we did, we really just sat down and said, we want this badly. We want to grow this business to change lives, and we also want it to change our lives, both in health, both in financially as well. So what we did was we sat down and we really said, where are our strong points? I've come to know that I love speaking on stage. I love doing the HHHs, but sometimes I'm a missile without guidance. So that's what Nalay brought. She brought the guidance to me. She really just structured our lifestyle to make it work. I have a full-time job. I'm not allowed to have my phone on me until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but soon that will change. But anyway, what happened was my wife would be there to schedule my three-way calls, my intro calls, and all my different calls, at the same time handling calls of her own. So what had happened was we knew we wanted this. We dreamt together. We aspired to be crowned, to climb through the diamond ranks. But when we really got on the same page, we really started to grow. And for all of you out there who are building this together, not only does it bring you closer together, not only does it solidify your relationship and your partnership in this business, you will have an absolute blast once you get on the same page and you become each other's biggest cheerleader. And that is exactly what we did. We turned our eyes on the prize and we never looked back.
Nice. Well, fantastic. Lots of words of wisdom in there. And I appreciate you talking about perseverance and the importance of getting on the same page. And, you know, sometimes people think, you know, like, oh, they made it to Crown, so it must have been easy. And it's really great how you shared that, Ikaika, that it, you know, it wasn't always easy and it took some adjustments as to, how you became successful. Valet, why don't you share the other side of the story and talk a little bit about your journey with Purium and, you know, what life was like prior to starting Purium and how it's evolved and how your, family situation has evolved, how the business has evolved. Why don't you talk a little bit about the person who brings the organization and structure to the Lacio team and family.
Well, thanks, Dave. Well, our journey really started with Purium because Ikaika and I both had some health issues that we wanted to resolve. And, you know, we both wanted to get healthy, and we got excited when we saw my mother-in-law, Renee, and we saw Lawrence's transformation, and we wanted to get our health back. So, of course, we got started with Purium in late September. I lost 8 pounds. I got rid of my digestive issues. I got rid of all those migraine pills that I used to pop all the time. And, of course, I got rid of my migraines as well during my 10 days. And Ikaika had lost 19 pounds during his 10 days. And he also lowered his blood pressure. It went back down to normal. So out of all that excitement came us sharing Purium with everybody we knew because we were so excited. Everybody was excited. They saw our transformations. They heard of our transformations. They seen us with our shaker bottles. And that just began our journey of sharing Purium with everyone we knew. And then along the way, you know, life happens and we become busy with, I worked a full-time job at that time, and we have 3 kids, and they're grown, a 13, 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old, all in school, all in sports, kept us really, really busy. And trying to see what we could make out of Purium, and having a family and 3 kids and 2 full-time jobs kind of took a toll on us until we really sat down, like Ikaika said, and decided, no, this is what we really want. We want to share this with people, help them get healthy, share them, get financially free. And so that's what we did. You know, we decided, okay, that we would have to build this and work together and really work towards it because after a while, especially during the holidays, it was getting hard on me as a mother because my 3 kids would keep asking me, Mom, are you going to be home? Are you going to watch my games? Are you going to be home tonight, you know, just have dinner with us? Or it'll be a holiday and Ikaika would be home from work and the kids would be home from school and they'd ask, Mom, let's go to the beach. And I consistently had to tell them no. No, Mom can't go to your game. I'm sorry, Mom. You know, I can't go to the beach, but you can go with Dad because I have to go to work at that time. So we really put our efforts together, and in January, we matched my income. And February, we doubled our incomes, and I walked away from my full-time job in April. And that was all because Ikaika and I decided to sit down, think of what works better for us, what strengths we really had with each other, where we work better as a couple because he's more the mouth and I'm the back end. So, you know, we really took that and we ran and we also took the basics of what we were taught by our up team. and that was just launching HHHs, having those healthy hours, and holding those for your teens as well, and promoting the super healthy happy hours, and also to excite and invite. That was huge for us, just to know that this is what our up team leaders have gone through to get to where they were at. To know that there is a system for us to just follow, to keep it simple and not to complicate it ourselves. That if we really want it and we want to go places, if I wanted to leave my job to come back home to my children, then this is what we needed to do. We really needed to focus on the basics, and that's what we did. It was, we did the HHHs and that excite and invite with no word vomit. And that's huge. It's like the number one rule, you know, no word vomit. So that's really what we did.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, you tell the story and it starts the exact same way that Ikaika, you know, said, you know, you had a busy family life, you sat down, you got your priorities straight, but then, you know, you both found different pathways to be successful and to make the team work. And so, you know, I think your story is so inspiring with two jobs, three kids, you know, lots of sports and holidays and life and all that sort of stuff. Ikaika having a job where he literally can't take his phone into work. You know, there's a lot of things stacked against you. And so, you know, those are called excuses. And one of my favorite sayings of all time is you can make excuses, you can make money, but you can't make both. And I'm glad that you chose to make money instead of making excuses. And that's fantastic. Anything else you want to talk about as far as reprioritizing or, you know, or how those goals really helped you to, you know, take the steps necessary, you know, to month over month over month, build your business?
Yeah, David, thank you. First of all, I want to congratulate my wife. She did an amazing job. And what really inspired us, David, is to really look at why we did this business. You know, everyone can have a business plan. Everyone can have a goal rank. They can open up that compensation plan, point at a rank and say, I want to be that. They can open up their dreams and start to think of the places they wanted to live and the things they want to have. Hey, some people just want to pay their bills. Some people just want to grow closer to their spouse in a business that can allow them to do that. You just have to really, really understand why you do this. Because then that will allow you to pick up that phone and call that person you know needs that health, needs that wealth, or needs both. We really realize that we can have all the plans in the world, we can schedule all these calls, we can hold all these healthy happy hours, but in the end, what is going to get us out there to really do it and to really share and inspire others is we had to really reconnect, like I said in the beginning, about our dreams and our goals and our whys. We got into this, we sat down and listened because there was a thought in our mind that, hey, we want to get healthy. We decided to go with gift cards because there was a thought in our mind because we knew it was a financial possibility to possibly get free, out of debt, achieve things we've never had before. So everyone on this call, you're on this call for a reason, because you want to learn, you want to know, and I say definitely do that, but in the basis of it all, really start to dream and open up why you do this. Inspire everyone around you and inspire yourself to never stop, because that will get you to where you need to be.
Well, you know, those are really powerful words, Ikaika, and I couldn't agree more that the idea of, you know, having a vision, having goals is a really important part, but connecting your emotion, becoming really, really serious to the point that you're willing to reprioritize your life and do the activities necessary to reach those goals, you know, those are two different things. So putting the goals on paper is the first big step, but like you say, it's the why, it's the underlying emotional piece that gets you serious. Another one of my favorite sayings is the bigger your why, the easier your how. The bigger your why, the easier your how, meaning that if you really, really, really want something, you'll figure out a way, you'll figure out the how to make it happen. And the good news about our business is it's not hard. It's not hard to know what to do. It's just whether you're willing to do it or not, whether you're willing to excite and invite, whether you're willing to have healthy happy hours, whether you're willing to reprioritize your life because you want to change where you're at and you've got goals for your family, for your kids. And I'm so excited that Nalay has left her job. Bikaika, you kind of hinted at the fact that you might be leaving your job at some point. I hope none of your employers are on the line, but what's the next game plan for our newest crowns?
Yes, it's my goal. It's my goal to be able to do that for my team and for my family. And I will say, and I hinted it, and I will say it will happen very soon, because if there's one thing Nalay and I both do is we want to inspire our team that this is what we want to do. This is our mission. No excuses, no nothing. This is what, there is no plan B. This is what we want. And if I can't inspire myself to do it, what am I doing inspiring what am I inspiring my team to do? So my team will know very shortly that Ikaika will be available 9 to 5.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on this big achievement, this big milestone, and very, very exciting. Nalay, any last thoughts or words for those listening?
When you take what everybody has done for us, all their hard work, sweat, tears, into the system that we have, anything is possible. I mean, we never thought it was, coming from where we were. You know, we were young teenagers who had a young family to raise, to provide for at a very young age, and it was always a struggle that we had to live with, but with this, it was possible, and we're so happy we made the decision to make this our priority and our dream.
Well, fantastic. Well, lots to think about. You are an inspiring couple, and, you know, as I said, you had lots of excuses as to why this couldn't work for you, wouldn't work for you, shouldn't work for you, and we really appreciate that you got together, you figured out what you wanted to accomplish, why you wanted to accomplish it, worked together so beautifully to make it happen. And as you said, it wasn't just the two of you. You have an amazing team of people that you work with, and you followed a system and kept things focused and consistent. And so all those things that we talk about over and over and over, you know, you've implemented, you've done all the steps and proved that it works. Starting with the transformation, you know, Taika lost 19 pounds in 10 days, starting with the products working and moving on through the system all the way up to Crown. It's a great inspiration, and we look forward to having you at our Crown dinner. One of the other benefits of being a Crown is a Crown dinner at our event at convention. It's going to be very, very special, and we got some other special treats in store for all of our Crowns at convention. So, it's going to be a huge, huge, huge celebration, and I'm glad that you're going to be in the center of it. So thanks so much for sharing your game plan, your blueprint for success, and a little bit about your background. It was really helpful for everyone to hear. So thanks for being on the call tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Well, those are the Lafios, our newest crowns. And if you want to be crowned, just take their advice. You know, get clear on what you want to accomplish, connect that to your emotions, and then just every single day, you know, make it one step closer. That's all that, you know, people talk about being a visionary. And it's just about writing down goals and then every step moving one step closer to, or every day moving one step closer toward those goals. And so things that seem really far off, like Crown, aren't so far off if, you know, this month your goal is director and next month it's executive and next month it's diamond and next month you find a superstar and you jump to black diamond. And, you know, there are opportunities everywhere if you're looking for them. So, as I said earlier in the call, next opportunity is to learn from David Sandoval tomorrow night. So hopefully you got some value out of tonight's call. And tomorrow night, same time, same number, David Sandoval is going to talk about Apothecary. And then Thursday night, 48 hours from now, we're going to be talking about our business opportunity for guests. So if you've got people who are interested in the transformation, interested in Turium, but don't have all the facts and details, I'll be happy to fill them in along with some great testimonials. So thanks so much, Itaika, Malay, and everybody else on the line tonight. And we'll catch you tomorrow night with David Cannibal. Bye, everyone.